This is a Pacifica update for the week of June 22nd. I'm Lynn Gary. Last week, we reported that the Pacifica board majority had canceled a last-minute board meeting scheduled for July 1st in New York City. The stated purpose of the meeting was to add new directors to replace those who had recently resigned as a result of public pressure. Lawyers for listener plaintiffs threatened to seek an injunction to prevent additional directors from being selected, and Pacifica management responded by canceling the meeting and asking instead for a meeting with movement lawyers to discuss settlement options. Plaintiffs from the now four lawsuits against the Pacifica board met in Northern California last week to discuss bottom-line settlement points, and their lawyers subsequently met with lawyers representing the corporate board majority. Pacifica's lawyers brought a proposal that plaintiffs all agreed was unacceptable and many described as ridiculous. It proposed a power-sharing plan between dissidents and the current management. Plaintiffs representing suits brought by local advisory board members, five dissenting directors, and listener sponsors on behalf of the Attorney General of California all agreed that the present board majority has demonstrated itself unfit to serve and must step down. Plaintiffs' lawyers responded to the proposal by demanding immediate access to the foundation books. According to sources, Pacifica lawyers balked and expressed concern that plaintiffs would use information gleaned from financial records against their clients. This statement served to confirm suppositions that Pacifica's books would incriminate the current leadership. Failure to provide financial information is one of the points at issue in the suits brought by the five so-called dissident directors. One unresolved issue among the various groups allied in the struggle to save Pacifica is how to structure a transition period to democratic and accountable governance once the present board is removed. Plaintiffs have asked for help from the movement in crafting a structure for community participation in any settlement process. Meanwhile, at WBAI in New York, tension has increased. Interim General Manager Eutrice Leed has taken to the air on a daily basis to bash Pacifica dissidents. Metaphors of war have been repeatedly used by Leed and her allies, and some in the struggle have confessed privately that they fear an escalation to violence may result because of Leed's exhortations. Leed's statements follow a spate of programs featuring white right-wing author Jim Marr, whose book was offered by Leed's administration as a premium during the recent WBAI pledge drive. Marr's book, Rule by Secrecy, recycles anti-Semitic propaganda used by the Nazis called the Protocols of the Elders of Zion, which claimed that there was a secret plan by Judaism to take over the world. Statements by Leed and her allies have attempted to draw parallels between this alleged secret plan and the movement to save Pacifica. Many in New York believe these attacks are directed at Amy Goodman specifically. Since Leed was given control of WBAI by Pacifica Executive Director Bessie Wash in a Christmas coup, she has used the airwaves as a bully pulpit to attack Goodman. Leed's on-air remarks have repeatedly portrayed the struggle in racial terms, and she has attempted to characterize the resistance movement as white supremacist. Fired and banned African American staffers have been explained away as being under the spell of a Svengali-like Amy Goodman. On a more positive note, WBAI's fired and banned programmers have a new home on WBIX.org, an internet radio station called Radio in Exile, which was set up by Democracy Now! Crew member Errol Maitland in collaboration with the Independent Media Center movement. WBIX's website describes it as a gathering of audio refugees who won't be censored, can't be gagged, nor silenced. New York's Amsterdam News recently ran a front-page article on the internet station, which has been attempting to preserve many of the programs purged from WBAI as a result of the takeover last December. You can hear Radio in Exile for yourself at www.wbix.org. That's it for this week's Pacifica Update. For more information on ways you can help the struggle to save Pacifica Radio, visit the Pacifica Campaign on the web at www.pacificacampaign.org or email pacificacampaign@yahoo.com.